All right, let's get going here. My name is Matthew. I'll be talking about confidential computing on ARM and how we're going to support this with open source software. No, that's good. So the idea here is to support an end-to-end scenario without any black magic, without any special binaries. It's all open. The projects are there, and we have links at the end of the slide. So there will be a lot of things that are being presented here. There's a lot of moving parts. I do realize that, and this is why, like as I said, all of the links and all of the details that are going into the solution are at the ends. You can all build this. You can all run this the same way that I have this morning. All the instructions are there. So let's go through this. So before going any further, what I will be presenting today is a collaboration between Linaro and ARM. We've been at this for over a year now. And so if we're going to the RATS architecture, what the pieces that we're going to explore today are the boxes in orange. So we're going to talk about what's running on the target or a server. So the endorser, we're also going to use the key broker and the verifier in order to run our solution. So this is our stack. All of them are open source software. If we're going at the bottom, we do not have hardware that is available right now. So we have two virtual machines that are available to us, either the FVP model from ARM or the QMU machine. And if you choose to use QMU, there's two machines that are supported, the virtual and the SBSA that we just finished integrating with the RME extension. On top of that, trusted firmware, so all of the patches are upstream. EDK2, the same thing, all of the patches were upstream just before Christmas, so you can use the master branches there, that's not a problem. Dell Linux kernel, there's a few more patches to upstream, but this is being worked on by ARM. And on top of that, you have your choices of VMM, so either KVM Tools, QMU, or Cloud Hypervisor. So if we're looking at the secure side, so the Realm side, the RMM, which is the Realm world, the hypervisor equivalent in the Realm world, and on top of that, we have our Linux stack. On the Linux stacks, we have attestation agents that we have added to a root file system. So when we're talking about attestations agents here, we have the tools in order to manipulate and extract the CCA token. And we also have an application that is interacting with our key broker in order to fetch our secret payload. There's a colleague of mine as well that is working on all of the container side of the solution. So that's being worked on, but we're not going to talk about that today. Okay, the verifier, this is Project Verizon. There's been extensive talk about that. So Verizon is an open source project allowing you to build a verifier, so we're using that. We have two versions. There's one that is running in the cloud that people can use. It's already there, so it only lessens the amount of steps and the amount of things that you have to do in order to put this solution together. And if you're behind a firewall or you really, really want to run it on your own, you can do that as well. That's not a problem. All right. So that's the verifier side. And lastly, we have our key broker. Key broker split into two parts. One part is the application side that is running on the root file system that we have. Again, you can download that and build that. There's no surprises there. And the key broker server. So that is running on your platform, you instantiate it, you give it a key, and it will basically wait for requests. So all of that, so before moving forward, let's talk about the tools. We also have tools, as I mentioned, so integrate it with the solution. That way you do not have anything, you have examples to work with, and you do not have anything extra to do. So a couple of key of tools that we're going to use. So CCA workload attestation. So it manipulates the CCA token. So extract it from the platform. You can basically print it out and explore the content of it. And we also have a realm measurement tool that Jean-Philippe is going to talk about in more details tomorrow. But that is basically part of Project Verizon, and it allows you to compute the initial rim and the realm, which are the measurement for your virtual machine. So I've talked about all that. So what we're going to do here is take all of these tools together in order to explore an end-to-end scenario. And that scenario, going back to our RATS architecture, is the background check model, where you have a device that is looking for a secret payload in order to execute. So there will be a key broker app that will make a request to our broker. The broker will go to the verifier, verify the platform token if that is in line with the policies that were pre-populated. That will come back to the key broker. The payload will be encrypted and going back to the endorser. So we're going to go through these steps here. So the first step here is basically to download our stack, build it, and run it. So whether you're using the FVP model or QEMU, it is the same. We'll just boot. It will boot to a host, and that host gives you your RME-enabled platform, and from there you can launch a realm. Once you're in the realm, you're basically into the environment where you will be executing your private payload. Second step is to start the key broker service, and we're going to see how to do that. And you can use the verifier that Linaro runs in the cloud, or you can run your own. It is exactly the same thing. Okay, so if we are, again, into our realm environment, we have a CCA workload attestation tool. In order to fetch the report or the CCA token from the platform, you simply launch the command report. It will give you a slew of things, and one of which is the initial measurement. So that is your RIM. It basically gives you the state of your virtual machine when it started. The idea here is to take that key and record it. You record it in order to start your key broker with that key. So it's a pre-populated policy. So when you have a request, the keys will be compared, and if they match, then you are basically allowed to get your secret payload. This is just the policy that we have enacted for this demonstration here. There's tons of different fields that you can basically add to your policy based on what you want to achieve and the results that are expected. So again, so we have started our realm, we have started our key broker service. We have a RIM that matches in both instances. And after that, it's time to request our secret payload. So going back to the realm, we are simply starting our key broker server application. I'm using my personal machine here, and we're asking for a Skywalker key, so basically the Skywalker payload. So what will happen is that the key broker application will go down to the platform, will fetch the token, and will simply send that to the key broker. The key broker will ask our verifier. The verifier will accept the payload. If everything matches, we have basically a payload that comes back to the application, and the secret payload that we have received contains a simple string that is, may the force be with you. There's a lot of things that have happened in all this, and we're going to go through that. All right, so when we have our realm, we have our key broker, and we have our verifier. Again, the verifier runs in the cloud, so we do not have to instantiate it. So what happened when we launch our application? So this is, I'm starting at 3 because three slides ago, I started at 3. So 3 basically means, when do we launch our request? So when the request got launched, we fetched our CCA token from the platform. That was wrapped with a wrapping key and sent to the key broker. The key broker extracted the platform token from our our evidence, send that to the verifier. We have a pre-populated key with a static key in there. Again, you can change all of that, but this is for the benefit of the demonstration. Step number 7, we have our attestation results. If the attestation results are RIM are being compared by the key broker, that matched, and the result was sent back encrypted with the wrapping key, decrypted, and we have basically our content, which was "May the force be with you," but that can be anything, meaning a secure payload that you have now acquired the right to run on your platform. So, as I said, all of the links that I talked about, all of the technology that I talked about is there. These are the links. There are instructions to put them together. Everything is available to download, compile, and run the exact same way that I have run it. And I know that they run and they work because I have done exactly that to put this together. All right, there's no surprises. So that was a lot of information in very little time. Questions?
So how much of this, what you've showed here, all the boxes, how much of that is specific to CCA and ARM?
How much of this, in all of the material that I've asked, is specific to CCA on ARM? It is not. It is right now. It is tailored for an ARM platform, but it's not ARM specific at all, right? So the policies and the platform token is obviously ARM specific, but there are different formats that are open source that can basically be used for other architecture that will just work, right? So there's nothing very ARM specific about that. The gentleman in the back raised his question first. Yes,
raise.
Yeah.
Right. So, for that, is there any use case in your mind where you could use the freshness of that speech for your
use? We're talking about the RIM and the RAM, the initial measurement, and the question was about freshness. I did not talk about freshness, but there's a nouns included in all that as well. So that's your freshness. I didn't get that. What? So basically the question is about the RAM. Is there a use case where we would like to extend the RAM or use the RAM? So one thing that we're currently working on is device assignment. So if you basically have a device that was acquired by or that was given to your confidential VM and you still have to attest that device, but that was not part of the initial measurement that your RIM was. So everything that will be part of that process will also have to be authenticated. That driver and that device will have to be authenticated. So that might be a case where we would like to go to a third party for authentication. And those devices, basically, when you insert a module, they come up to life. So it depends on when you do that. Yes?
OK, two entangled questions. The first is simple, I think. So the RIM is the content of the evidence, initially. Right?
The RIM is, the question is the RIM the content of the initial content of the evidence? Mm-hmm. The RIM is the state of your virtual machine when it got started, of your RAM when it got started.
And that is conveyed as measurement, because RAM, initial measurement, that's content of the evidence then, right?
It's part of your CCA token. And there's two parts in the CCA token.
The CCA token is evidence.
Yes.
OK, then that's clear. Now, who's creating that? There was boxes.
There
was an arrow coming out with evidence. Which of the boxes are creating that evidence?
So the question is, which or what entity in there is creating the rim and the rem, or the attestation token?
Yeah, the evidence.
The whole attestation token. Yeah. So basically, an attestation token is comprised of two main chunk: the platform chunk and the realm chunk. Mm-hmm. So the platform chunk comes from the secure processor in the hardware. So you basically hear in, because we are a virtual platform, we do not have real hardware, so that is embedded directly into the TFA. And there's ways to modify that. But basically, so that comes from when you're doing a request, it goes all the way down to the TFA. The TFA will interact with the secure processor. You'll get the platform chunk that way. And the RMM is basically doing the realm part of it, packaged together, set, signed, and sent back to the application.
So, because you were calling it an endorser, but it sounds like an attester to me. You're calling it an endorser in the diagram, but that sounds like an attester to me.
I thought I used the language from RFC 9334.
I'm afraid not.
Then I made a mistake.
Okay, that's fine.
I have a more like implementation-focused question. So
speak louder, please.
They benefit from this work?
What's the question?
How do you take this further now and build it into like EKS or AKS on the hyperscalers?
Okay.
Different Kubernetes distros?
So the next step is, how do you take this into a real distro or a real cloud environment using
Kubernetes? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the next step. So this, this is just providing the base platform. How would you build a CCA-enabled infrastructure on ARM? Then after that, my colleague Kevin is basically integrating Conta and Kubernetes together so that these can basically be used the same way that they would be for a non-secure VM environment. But it's not part of this scheme here. We're still at a layer where we haven't included the glue that would take this from the base support to a real cloud environment, or a cloud provider environment, I should say. Did you have a question?
A question at that moment. I'm not sure who asked it. Can you raise your hand who asked the previous question? Are you a Talos maintainer?
What?
Are you a Talos maintainer?
No.
No? Okay. I work on Kata containers. So people are really, really looking forward to have this fully integrated on Kata containers. So
talk to me.
Okay.
Talk to Thomas. Talk to Jean-Philippe. We're all working together, and fantastic.
So yeah. So at the moment, let's have a talk, chat like offline, and see how we can speed up this integration there.
Absolutely. We need hands. Sir? Come again?
Could you tell me the detail of secure processor? Is it a root of trust?
So the detail of a secure processor, I do not have that details because I have not implemented this on a real hardware. But typically, you would it would either be a coprocessor that would be a mix of coprocessor, secure coprocessor, and TPM.
Any use cases that you think this support you're doing particularly assigned to, and what's next on your roadmap?
What's next on our roadmap? Very, very good question. There's a few. We are working on memory encryption. We want to finalize the container integration, and the big, big chunk is device assignment. So you have a device that is given to you via a VFIO that was not part of the initial measurement of the realm. So how do you integrate that? How do you do DMA to it? How does it DMA to you? Very complex problem, and we're working with different people from that are taking care of other architectures because we do not want to have a NARM-specific solution. It's a very complex problem. How are we doing on time?
1 minute.
One minute?
Well, let's thank the speaker again.
That's it. All right. Thank you very much.